The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Steelers, Vikings, Thursday Night Football. If Minnesota is going to play 20 yards off the line again, like they did in the last play versus Detroit, against Ben Roethlisberger, we're going to be in the midst of a renaissance. Oh. Mina Kimes, Tim Kalishaw, Justin Tinsley, Pablo Torre. Let's go.
J-Lo also enjoying the renaissance.
Whether the Pittsburgh Steelers can build on the comeback and win they had over Baltimore, the way they put that together last week. And can Minnesota somehow, someway recover from losing to Detroit like they did? Here's the hunt. Both are in the hunt. A lot of hunting going down in these standings right now. For Minnesota, Adam Thielen is out. Dalvin Cook, it's 11 days since he dislocated his shoulder. Reports are he might give it a go here. Mina Kimes, around the horn to you. Do you trust any part of either of these teams?
Ooh, that is a really good way to phrase this, because there is very little to trust when it comes to both the Vikings and the Steelers. Here's what I know. The two best players in this game are T.J. Watt, Steelers edge rusher, and Justin Jefferson, the Vikings wide receiver. To me, the outcome hinges on whether T.J. Watt can get to Kirk Cousins and stop him from getting the ball to Justin Jefferson. He has an advantage in that the Vikings will be missing their left tackle, Christian Darrisaw. But Jefferson has an advantage that the Steelers are still missing Joe Hayden, and this secondary has struggled against the deep pass. I'm leaning Minnesota because ugly Thursday night games go with the home team, but it's not going to be pretty.
Tim Kalishaw, you're here.
I am here, and this pains me to say it because I might be the only panelist who, when I see those Steeler Vikings helmets, I go right to Super Bowl IX, okay? And that's still in my head. And that wasn't a good day for Minnesota. It's not a good day to be a Vikings fan. However, if I'm going to trust somebody, I'm going to trust the team with the better quarterback. And as painful as it might be to hear, Kirk Cousins in 2021 is a lot better than Ben Roethlisberger. Mm. Now, that may not be historically true, but this year it's true. If any other quarterback had 25 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, we'd probably be putting him in the MVP discussion. I'm not saying Kirk Cousins
sounds like you're saying
there.
Kirk Cousins belongs in the MVP discussion.
No, but this is a team that was capable 2 weeks ago of beating Green Bay. We won't talk about what they've done since then, okay? We'll just say they were capable of beating Green Bay. They're very capable of beating
Green Bay. Very capable of starting with the most points and then ending with the least points.
And then talking my way out. I know. I see what's happening.
You trust either Minnesota or Pittsburgh going into a game on a short week?
You know, starting off with negativity, I don't want to do that. But I do agree with Mina. I think the two best players are Watt and Jefferson. I think they're going to have big games because they understand if they lose this game, their playoff hopes are pretty much diminished. Mm-hmm. Now the negativity part of it. Both teams pretty much suck at stopping the run. They're 1-2 at the worst rush yards per attempt. Also, Pittsburgh can't score, but here's the thing. Minnesota can't close games out. They're 4-7 in one possession ball games, whereas Pittsburgh is 6-1-1. So if I have to feel confident, if that's even the right word, I guess I'm taking Pittsburgh, but I don't feel confident in that confidence.
All right. Thank you for that. I mean, this is like a Tim Kalischer starter set from Justin Tinsley here taking your points away.
Not a bad way to start.
Pablo Torre, do you trust anything going
Haters.
Into this game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. I can just say no, right? Yeah. Like, I don't trust anything about these teams. I trust the fact that Tim Kalishaw decided to embody the Minnesota Vikings, though, gaining a 7-point lead and then promptly losing a 7-point lead to Justin Tinsley's statistics. That is very on brand. But, Tony, no. I mean, the reality of the NFC in particular, right? It's just insane that the Vikings are in this. It's a 17-game season, of course. This is a season where 7 teams are still fighting for 2 playoff spots. I trust nothing about any of this. It's all chaos, and I feel like we can just say that. Yes.
Kalishaw back in.
3 weeks ago, we saw the Steelers score 27 points in the fourth quarter against the Chargers, come rallying back and they still lost the game. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're capable of putting together big wins.
Well,
down the
they had a comeback where they put it together against Baltimore last week. Mina Kimes, I'll give
it's
you a
last
one.
Again.
Justin, you pointed out that the Steelers have a really good record in one-score games. That's actually not a good thing. I don't want to be negative, as you said, but it usually means that you've been lucky, and the Vikings have been unlucky.
Tinsley's got a one-score game right now.
Yeah,
we move on.
All right,
I'm going to put up a quote here. You're going to tell me who said it. You ready? This analytics stuff, I don't care for it. Who said it? Anybody?
Charles Michael.
Mike Wilbon.
Calisto, anybody want to say Calisto said it? Bill Parcells. Parcells said it. Hell of a Fame coach, of course. This is Jared Bell's piece in USA Today. He also talked to Jimmy Johnson for his view of it. Any guess of Jimmy Johnson's view on analytics? He, too,
loves it.
Not in favor of it so much. Thinks it takes the opponent out of it. Thinks coaches take too many risks or take risk-taking to a new level. Tim, I'll ask you this. You've worked alongside Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells better than anyone here. Is this reasonable criticism from Hall of Fame coaches?
It's not. And you know, it pains me to hear them say that. But I don't think it's any worse than the people who, when Baltimore's going for two, they say, well, there was a 47% chance of winning the game if they did, and a 46% chance if they kick the extra point. Like, you're supposed to break that down at that moment and forget everything else that's going on in a particular game. Analytics is just data. It's just stats, and everybody uses it to put together a game plan. Whether you need to make decisions in a game based on this saying 54%, this saying 51%, everything is relative to your own team and the weather and the situation. So I do think analytics in that regard gets overblown.
Hold on a second. Then you're with Jimmy Johnson. You're with Bill Parcells.
I'm with him when people go overboard with some decision was made that went against the percentages. That doesn't reply to everything.
Mina Kimes, this is an intriguing question I pose to you now. You've never fielded this before, so please go ahead.
Well, you asked if it was reasonable, and I would say it's not reasoned in this case when it comes to Parcells and Johnson, who are, you know, I admire a lot. I just disagree with them here because they're arguing that NFL head coaches are becoming too reliant on analytics, just making them too aggressive. But neither of them give examples of decisions that they've disagreed with. In fact, both of them gave examples of decisions they liked from the Ravens most recently and the Patriots going for two. And what bothers me is this perpetuates this sort of a straw man, which unfortunately I think my colleague Tim Kalishaw might have contributed to a little bit here, mm-hmm. which is that when coaches are making these decisions in games, they're looking at a spreadsheet and it's a binary yes or no based on a model. The model tells you, based on field position, score, success in the past, whatever, whether it's what your win probability is in these moments. But it's just one piece of data that coaches take into consideration, along with injuries and matchups, and do we have a good play call? And I think what happens is you end up with this binary where it's a yes or no when it's just one more input in a variety of inputs.
Tim's just looking at his watch because Mina was giving a collegiate dissertation on analytics. And you have some place to be, Tim.
I'm sorry for suggesting that there's context and that modern coaches aren't idiots.
Pablo Torre, once again, a unique question for you. You've never come across analytics before. Please, this is your introduction.
I just want to start by pointing out that Mina called him a straw man. He literally looks like a man made of straw wearing that shirt pattern.
Oh,
so
goodness.
There is this whole aspect to the show today.
How could you say that to
Again, just embodying the arguments that we're talking about. But the other thing is, right, analytics is just information. That's all it is. And Mina referenced a Patriots decision, right? Well, you know who really likes, like, analytics and information? Bill Belichick. So we can appeal to authority all we want, but if we want to go to just like how it succeeded and how it's basically, I don't know, become the dominant mode in sports, well, it becomes useful because people use it to win more. And Bill Belichick happens to be a prime example of that in this sport.
And Justin Tinsley, fair criticism from, I mean, these coaches' resumes speak for themselves. They're in the Hall of Fame. They say too much analytics in the game or unnecessary risks coaches take on the behest of analytics. Go ahead.
Short answer, no. You know I love Jimmy Johnson. He holds a very, very, very special place in my heart. So I hate to say this, and I understand he coached the game, he knows the game. he saw the game from a perspective that I never will be able to see. No, but seriously, this is fun, man. I love seeing teams go for it on fourth. I love these do or die two-point conversions. I get it. Sometimes it's kind of ill-fated and it doesn't go your way, but the entertainment factor, come on, man. So from a coach's angst, I kind of get it, but from an entertainment standpoint, it's like toothpaste going back in the tube. It's not going to happen. It's only going to increase more in frequency.
Kimes, last word.
I guess I want to go back to what I was saying about the straw man. The straw man is the notion that anyone is arguing only a model should be taken into consideration. No analytics person actually thinks that.
Yes.
They're just presenting the data, as Pablo said, as another piece of information that should be considered alongside many other football things.
Well, sometimes you get an older generation, and by that I mean guys who played in a generation of football that's different than the generation now, or a reporter, a panelist, who competed on and around the horn from a previous generation. And, you know, they have to take into consideration how a newer generation sees the game. Oh, Tim, thanks for being with us today.
I don't know what you're referring to.
He looks great, though,
buddy.
Tim.
For your generation, I'm right here with you, man.
By yourself,
man. The whole game's rigged.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by the United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
I don't know if you can question a whole lot of what I said. We have gotten the better of them the last, 27, 28 times we played them for the most part. At some point, what I said will be used against me. That's just part of it. But I have no regrets for saying what I said, and obviously I think the record kind of speaks for itself.
Packers Bears Sunday, Aaron Rodgers owning his I own you boast. Mina Kimes, what are you buying? What are you selling?
I'm selling the idea that anyone was mad about this or will care about it other than Bears fans, maybe Bears talk radio callers. If they were to lose, he would have to eat it for a few days. But I also don't think they're going to lose. I think the Packers are a significantly better team, so Rodgers is probably safe from that.
Kyle LaShaw?
I'm buying all of it. I think the 27 out of 28 speaks for itself. The best numbers for a quarterback against another team in the league. I don't think he goes into this matchup with Justin Fields with a great deal of fear.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I'm buying what Roger said. We've been critical of him for non-football reasons, but football, peep this. He's almost 40. He would have to stay in the NFC North until the year 2030, and Chicago would have to beat him twice a year and go undefeated. And that's just to get to 500. So, yeah, he owns that team. It's not a controversial
Pablo,
statement.
Is there anything for him to explain here, or owning up to it like he did?
Well, Tony, this is why I sell the preemptive victimhood. And Mina alluded to one part of that, the idea that, he's going to be canceled for saying stuff like that. He alluded to that again here. And also the idea that maybe the Bears themselves will make him pay for this specifically. I feel like the Bears have been trying real hard to beat Aaron Rodgers for a very long time, whether or not he taunted them after scoring a touchdown.
Okay. buy or sell. Two, James Robinson's benching after he fumbled Sunday by the Jaguars. He was not used by Urban Meyer for the next 20 offensive plays that killed some fantasy owners. And it rankled quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He said publicly to media, Robinson's got to be in the game. And clearly he felt strongly enough about this that he went to his coaches privately telling them Robinson needs to be out there. Tim, is Trevor Lawrence calling out Urban Meyer? And what are you buying? What are you selling here?
I'm buying this. I think he did it knowing what he was doing. I think the one thing we all know about Jacksonville, even if we've never watched him play, but thanks to fantasy, we know James Robinson has been getting screwed over on carries since week one. Yeah. And they've gone to Carlos Hyde. And there's no explanation for that other than Carlos Hyde used to play for Urban Meyer 100 years ago, and he should stop doing that.
Okay, there may be some interest in here that coming from non-journalistic integrity. Mina Kimes, how about you?
I'm buying it for football reasons. Robinson is the more effective back as someone who has watched the Jaguars. And I'm also buying that, yet again, Trevor Lawrence seems like more of a leader of this team than his own coach. He is more definitive in talking about the players than Urban Meyer was when he was asked about the running back rotation.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, no, I'm buying that Trevor Lawrence quietly is the most powerful person in this organization. Like, Urban Meyer may have been fired a couple weeks ago. No one would have blinked at that. Trevor Lawrence is the guy that their entire future is built around. How he uses his voice and when is fascinating to me because he could be doing a lot more of it, and now he finally decided to speak up on behalf of James Robinson.
Yeah, if the face of the franchise say he wants him in the game, you put him in the game. And also, how is Urban Meyer saying to the media that he doesn't really pay attention to the health of his running backs, and that's not concerning? Also, James Robinson has two fumbles this year. The last one came against Aaron Donald. Like, cut the guy some slack. Put him in the game.
I want to ask a follow-up question here. Well, Tim's already admitted to not watching the Jaguars, so you're not getting it here. But Mina Kimes, face of the franchise, saying the right things publicly here, That's something in the pro side for Trevor Lawrence, statistically, in the wins and losses this season for the team. It hasn't been maybe the year some predicted for him. How do you see Lawrence right now?
Yeah, he hasn't been playing well, and it is hard to separate that from the context, which is this is a terrible football team from top to bottom, very few bright spots. You hope he's going to take the leap next year, but as an organization, you got to do everything possible to change as much as you can around him because it has been awful.
Buy or sell three after losing 15 in a row. Houston Rockets have won 7 straight. Nobody has ever done that before. What even is that? Last night against Brooklyn, Harden, Houston, for the first time in front of, the full fans. Last year, there was 3,000 or so in the house when he came back the first time. Houston gave him a tribute video then. Houston gave Harden a tribute video again last night. Some have remembered it did not end so well between both parties involved here. Pablo Torre, buy or sell, James Harden deserving a tribute video from the Houston Rockets last night.
I buy it, Tony. Obviously, you're referring to the fact that James Harden turned into the Carmen Sandiego of strip clubs to get out of Houston. He just was appearing at birthday parties and random clubs, basically trying to get his way out of the team. Obviously, though, what he was when he was there was an MVP. They were the second best team in the NBA. And right now, if I'm the Rockets, I'm showing the Nets, hey, and James Harden specifically, hey, look how good you used to look. Because he does not look or play like that right now.
Yikes. Justin Tinsley.
I'm buying it. I think it's a form of psychological warfare. You woo him in, you show him that you still love him, and then he goes out for 25, 11, and 8, but it's the worst 25, 11, and 8 game you're going to see, and you extend the win streak. So it worked out for Houston.
Because things ended the way they did, which is to say they didn't end well, Tim Kalisha, do you think James Harden deserved the tribute video last night?
No, he didn't deserve anything. Since I've been pigeonholed into a certain role in today's show, I'll just put it this way. Houston paid him $203 million to play for them. He got him to the conference finals once, and actually Chris Paul had a lot to do with that. So no, they don't owe him anything.
I'm selling the idea that there's that much to be read into the grand strategy of tribute videos, buying the Rockets and probably Rockets fans feeling happy, more happy about the win streak, the win last night, the performance, Josh Christopher, young guard going 7-for-7 from the field, than anything involving James Harden.
Tim Kalisha and Mike McCarthy, when asked about your presence on today's show, he guaranteed a win for you. It just shows to show.
Is that what happened here?
The panelists from Dallas and the fan of the Dallas team as a week ago. Look,
we're already nervous for Sunday, man.
What's that about, Tinsley? Well, I mean, to put the guarantee button on week
his heart was in the right place.
His heart was
you're
in the
guaranteeing
right place.
A Cowboys right victory.
Place. Nobody expects that he thinks they're going to lose, but you guarantee
pray for me
a week 14 game against Washington. That's it for Kalishaw. That's it for Tinsley. Mina Kimes, Pablo Torre, showdown. 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Live Truly. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Your guys, Pablo Torre, good luck in the showdown. Kenny Pickett, Heisman finalist. Number one quarterback on a lot of people's draft board. Could be a top 10 pick. Last week he said he'd play in the Peach Bowl with his Pitt teammates, but now telling Dan Patrick he might sit out the Peach Bowl after recent news out of the team. The most recent news for Pitt, offensive coordinator Mark Whipple resigned.
Yeah.
Mina, does a Peach Bowl appearance enhance Pickett's draft stock?
You know, this is tricky, because normally I would say, of course, you don't play, especially with your offensive coordinator gone, but they're playing Michigan State, which is a terrible pass defense, so he could put up big numbers. In the end, I think better for him to play it safe. He's already certified his status for the draft.
Yeah, Tony, remember, Trey Lance got drafted after playing 19 games in 1AA. The idea that we need more tape on these guys by this point, NFL teams seem increasingly comfortable with unconventional modes of scouting, at the very least. So, no, don't risk it.
Both advising he doesn't play in the game. It would be great, though, to see him against that Michigan State defense, as you alluded to, Mina. All right, we'll split the point. We'll move on. Champions League, Chelsea-Juventus, huge game, scoreless game, 88th minute, and then this happened. A pitch invader. Here's photos. He looked to try to get a selfie, possibly with Magda Eriksson. There was no security anywhere on the pitch to get him off. He may have been ready to leave the field. Chelsea's Sam Kerr went shoulder to shoulder, checked him to the ground. Game referees booked Kerr for this, okay? She was given a yellow card, and the game ended in a scoreless draw. Pablo, does a yellow card for Kerr here make sense?
No, Tony, if you rush the field in that way mid-game to do that, it's like the Purge, man. There should be no justice system that penalizes anybody for attacking you.
Yeah, since we only got still shots, just for the viewers at home, this is what it looked like. Bam! And it was great, because who has not wanted to do that to some fool walking around looking at their phone? Justice for Sam Kerr.
Well, this has been celebrated across the world all the time in men's sports when a men's player knocks out a guy. Or, I mean, the fact that she was given a card here is insulting, honestly. We'll give the point to Pablo Torre. 30 seconds of fame.
Okay, guys, there is a lot of news around Damian Lillard, a lot of mess. And I, of course, want to make this about the Philadelphia 76ers, because all of you guys who said, hey, Daryl Morey, you got to trade Ben Simmons over the summer because the market's going to shrink. It's your last best shot at getting something in exchange. Well, guess what's happening in Portland? Dame Lillard about to become available. Indiana, all of those guys, Sabonis, Miles Turner on the block. Never bet against NBA dysfunction. That is a lesson we should all remember.
But how was that about you again in the end? Well, I mean, I immediately regret my decision. I apologize.
Lillard.
Happy Hour is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly.